Simply make yourself as comfortable as you possibly can. It's okay to adjust your comfort at any time. This is called a progressive muscle relaxation experience. It is fairly simple. Start by simply making yourself comfortable and closing your eyes. If you notice any spots in your body where you are carrying the tension of the day, make the decision to let go of that tension. You want to allow all the muscles in your body to become more relaxed. Notice that your breathing has become a little bit slower already, and that is good. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Deep, slow breaths help bring you to a point of trance easily. And exhale. Very good. Breathe in again. As you allow your body to experience a state of relaxation physically, it's okay to let the mind wander and think of anything that brings you pleasant thoughts. And exhale. Doing great. Listen, relax, and let every word wash over your consciousness and prime you to deploy these suggestions into your dream world, altering everything for the better and letting you make productive use of your resting downtime. Your mind may find the results fuzzy, dreamlike, and distant, but they will be powerful and integrate with your subconscious mind. The state you're in when you drift off to sleep affects the quality of your sleep. The way you think about what happens before sleep can have carryover effects. Effects like enhancing the visualization of fantastic vistas and improve the training of your mind, because sometimes you want an idea or an effect to persist into sleep. That being the case, listening to the right kinds of words prior to sleeping could help you achieve that goal. As you relax, think about the muscles at the top of your head, the muscles in your brow, the muscles along your eyes and cheeks, the muscles in your lips, and simply let go of any tension now. Continue now, relaxing the muscles in your body along your shoulders, in the arms, and in your upper back, and allow the tension to simply begin to disappear. In your mind, you can picture all of the stress of the day leaving your body as you relax. Now, pay attention to the muscles in your chest and stomach, and in your lower back. If any of these muscles are tense, simply let go of that tension. First, though, you must be very relaxed, and you must find a soothing place within yourself from which to proceed. This soothing place within yourself should mirror the environment outside as well. This means, if you want to alter and enhance the quality and usefulness of what happens when you sleep, you should make sure to practice good sleeping habits. These habits include going to bed around the same time and making sure you are somewhere you feel safe and comfortable. You should also go to bed where you have slept many times before. Adjust the temperature around yourself, such as using blankets to be able to simply ignore environmental factors and indulge in the slow, soothing descent of consciousness into deep, easy relaxation and eventually slumber. Your muscles become limp and loose, like a big pile of rubber bands. You experience serenity and peace through the release of this tension. This brings you into an even deeper state of relaxation. Relaxing the mind is an easy thing to do also. As your body becomes relaxed, your mind follows. Now, as you know, your legs do a lot of work for you. Sometimes the tension of the day can be stored in the muscles along the hip or in your thighs, and down further through the muscles of the feet and ankles and out from your toes. In this state of relaxation, you can experience tranquility and peace. If you're in a particularly focused and exploratory mindset, some of the impacts of your thought processes before sleep might carry over. One type of focused mindset can be if you're particularly aroused, then sexy imagery may be there waiting for you in your sleep. If you're feeling especially relaxed, an invigorating restorative sleep will await you. You can prepare the fertile ground of your mind by listening to ideas and envisioning imagery while you drift off, which will influence you in your sleep. This will help you in preparing your mind to be armed with the right tools and ideas that you want to influence the flow of your sleep training. You want to feel yourself relaxing as deeply as you are here, but perhaps also to add some benefits to your sleeping time. At this point, you can be very relaxed, but if you need to adjust for comfort, that's okay. Comfort and relaxation is paramount right now. From your head to your toes, you have allowed yourself to become completely and totally relaxed. Your mind also has the capacity to relax. This feeling of relaxation helps in the process of going into trance. Perhaps you feel like you could open your eyes if you wanted to, but relaxation feels so good that you simply continue to choose to keep them closed. Enjoy this experience for a moment. When you sleep, you will experience a cycle of descent and rising, a kind of back and forth with your unconscious mind. You won't be able to fully reason or think because key parts of your mind must temporarily rest and reset to clear off the business of the day. Rest is restorative, and when you are sleeping, a lot of your mind is rebooting for the day. This rest is important for you to have more free mental energy to accomplish your goals within. This is what you will play with now. Open your mind and let yourself hear these words to prepare your mind. Feel stress and tension fade away. As you allow your entire body to become limp and loose and feel relaxed, this time will become meaningful to you. It becomes meaningful because you have acquired a skill of taking physical control over your own body and emotions. As you relax, create in your mind a mental image of a grand staircase. A grand staircase that either curves to the left or curves to the right. It has a grand banister with ornate artwork. This heavenly flight of stairs has 10 steps. You are at the top of the 10 stairs. In a minute, you are going to slowly move, in your mind's eye, from the 10th stair to the 9th stair. From the 9th stair to the 8th, all the way down, until eventually you get to the very last stair. When you get to the bottom of the staircase, you are going to step off into a giant, restful feather bed, a place of complete tranquility, comfort, and peace. You will hear this encouragement, these ideas, and all the words to follow. Accordingly, when you go to rest, you will have a time when you are first drifting off towards sleep and are still aware of all the words and thoughts that have gone before and how they affected you. At that time, your brain can implement the instructions left in the buffer, influencing your inner world and your experience of sleep. This possibility of altering inner thoughts, of providing running instructions, is useful because it will allow enhancement of your sleeping experiences. You will also have the opportunity to learn ways to integrate thoughts, experiences, words, and ideas into your sleeping life. If you simply listen to files while asleep, it would do nothing. Your mind drifts up and down, but there is no conscious part to process outside information very well without waking you up. On the other hand, if the words are inside your head before you fall asleep, then they can be loaded into your resting mind and influence you, just as the right discussion or argument can influence you while you are awake. As you relax, imagine yourself at the top of the grand staircase, moving now from the 10th stair to the 9th stair. With each slow movement from one step to the next, you become more relaxed. This sensation of relaxation follows you down the stairs. Now move from the 9th step to the 8th step, and from the 8th to the 7th, relaxing even further, allowing your mind to drift and your body to relax. From 7 to 6, 6 to 5, doing good. 5 to 4, almost there, embracing the sensation of relaxation, accepting peace and serenity. 3, 2, 1. In your mind's eye, you are on that bottom step. With the next step, you are going to step off this heavenly flight of stairs into a state of total relaxation and comfortably rest on a feather bed with a comfortable pillow that you have created in your mind. 1, 0. All the way down now, totally relaxed, opening the subconscious mind to new thoughts, new ideas, and new experiences. Feel how you are on the verge of sleep. Of course, you will stick around to hear these words and the instructions your mind is working on providing you. But once they are done, you will be so relaxed, so soothed, and so ready to sleep that anything left in your memory, any instructions which could be applicable in your dreams or when you first wake, will be loaded into memory. And these words, this experience of listening, prepares you for a deep, restful, relaxing experience of your own sleeping mind. Your dreams become fertile ground made all the more ready by the right ideas producing paths and options. You are interacting with your deep sleeping mind because you are actually opening your subconscious to act and make choices. This is even better since your listening subconscious wants to process and develop ideas. The dreamlike suggestions being given to you now, and in the words to follow, will travel with you into your dreams, carried safely in your mind because they are so recent. Once inside, they will be released, like an orgasm, carrying pleasure, relaxation, bliss, and imagery into your deepest, most ready mind. Depending on the nature of the instructions, this process may make your mind more relaxed, your sleep more restful, or your dreams and fantasies more sensual and alluring. You also may find pathways training in your mind. You listen to these words which prepare your brain, which will allow you to listen to instructions that get held in your mind and carried with you into sleep, where they can deploy. And so, you proceed now, with words that will follow you into sleep. Tonight there are dreams. You step into a softly glowing corridor that is vaguely familiar, velvet-lined, shimmering with golden thread and violet sparkles that pulse gently with anticipation. The heels you wear, stilettos matching your tight pink latex gloves, click rhythmically on the polished floor, each step echoing a subtle chime of power with grace. Your internal observer watches calmly, supportively, as your feminine self, the one who whispers arousing instructions and radiant confidence, takes the lead. Time to play your way into the next level of your transformation. You will now bind yourself. A scarf becomes rope and a belt becomes cuffs. Pantyhose knots your knees, hands tied behind your back. And you're clever. You've already lubed and charged the plug with a remote. Push the button. Buzz, moan, struggle, and writhe. And as your erotic dreams continue through the night you feel, you are blessed to have your subconscious create your day of erotic imaginations and ambitions before your conscious mind even opens its eyes. Ambitions to experience the feeling of the soft kiss of latex on your thighs, the whispered commands to wear your heels to the store, or the surreal moment when your lipstick applied itself. Sometimes, the dream is a challenge to walk outside in pantyhose beneath your jeans, or wear a vibrating plug at a restaurant, teasing and edging yourself while in chastity.
Don't you?
You start craving these games, living for them, the more elaborate, the more arousing. And each completed mission locks in deeper changes. Your body posture permanently adjusted. Your voice slightly higher. Your mind more focused and feminine features more distinct. Your arousal linked to obedience and the delicious addiction to the game becomes stronger. And not just challenges, but training as well. Perfecting the application of full, glittering makeup. Applying perfect winged eyeliner and moist pouty lips while a vibrating plug insists you remain still and focus. Training and tasks. A simple task in your dream to put on your tightest sheath dress. Strut to the mirror. Blow a kiss. Take a photo and save it in your secret bimbo folder. And you know this simple task is only building you up to do sexy challenges in future dreams. But the night must come to an end. Yet each morning begins with a knowing smile. A smile that reflects that sweet, sensual current of pleasure-laced awareness that guides every action and every decision. And with that wonderful smile, there comes a whisper as well. Good girl. And with a smile, your energy loops awaken. Those silky, luminous puppet strings that spiral around your wrists, ankles, thighs, your narrow waist, your soft chest, your lips, and even curling gently through the sensitive edges of your mind. They tighten with purpose, tug gently with intention, and slide against your skin like sentient latex, reminding you of everything you are becoming. The daily feminine rituals now structures your day with the kind of delightful inevitability only a smart bimbo can truly adore. It unfolds like a scroll of ancient knowledge across your mind's eye each morning, dictated and verified by the inner voice. These rituals are automatic and a part of your essence now. They are you, and you couldn't be happier. Upon waking, the mirror calls. It calls to remind you of who you are. And as you stand before it, the strings tug your posture upright. A perfect spine, rolled shoulders, and tilted hips. Feminine and receptive, desirable. And your inner voice purrs in your mind that good girls always start the day admiring their growing femininity. Each time you gaze into the mirror, your body remembers its purpose. Each time you smile into the looking glass, you are rewarded for your disciplined dedication toward your transformation. The mirror glows a little pink. Your lips part slightly, and your nipples harden. A little pulse of pleasure rewards you just for looking. Because you know that the more beautiful you appear, the more the pleasure grows. And to be more beautiful, you must initiate a feminization fitness routine. Now the strings activate around your muscles, gently, firmly, and erotically. They guide your arms into smooth, feminine flows and yoga-like postures to increase your flexibility. Your thighs squeeze tight as the strings initiate the body sculpting protocol, because you know that you love to do exercises tailored to elongate your legs, lift your cheeks, and narrow your waist. And when you are working out, you know you don't have to think. You just feel and follow the need for feminine exercise. Discipline and sweat, this is how beauty builds herself into you. And you can imagine that for every rep completed, the hard work you push on yourself can be a pulse of sexual heat and pride. And that pride shines through in your wardrobe ritual. Because you know you want to show off your hard work with a tighter, sexier, feminine body by enacting the wardrobe ritual to wear clothes that are tighter and more revealing. You feel such pride in wearing sexy little one-piece swimsuits and shiny latex leotards. You are magnificent in your pencil skirts with pantyhose and mini dresses with high heels. You love to wear clothes that are delightfully strict, erotically teasing, and absolutely inescapably seductive. Every button fastened, every zipper pulled, and every heel strapped in is another act of pride in your training and discipline. You're dressing for your purpose because you're becoming the vision that all desire. You are the fantasy now. And to finish your wardrobe ritual, you complete that insertion of the morning plug. The loops coil suggestively, guiding your hands. The plug is chosen based on your arousal level. Perhaps you feel light and airy this morning, then you may want the slim, buzzing one. Perhaps you feel incredibly aroused and mischievously seductive, and so you insert the heavy one with the internal spiraling stimulator. And once inserted, the loops lock it in with the signature click that echoes in your mind like a spell. And the voice reminds you that plugged girls stay focused. Plugged girls obey and become. Obey and become throughout the day because at night, the dreams return with new outfits you'll soon desire. New toys to purchase, like chastity cages, training corsets, and self-bondage mittens. New self-bondage rituals, always safe, guided, and deliciously impossible to resist. And your training increases. Perhaps longer plug sessions and a tighter corset for the night. Or maybe a required mirror affirmation before breakfast or a new training video assigned by your inner voice. Because each day you look to reinforce your training with a hypnosis track for the day. Some days you may want to strengthen your passive pleasure and feminine movements, and on other days to emphasize trancing while applying makeup. You will know when you need to improve your training when you begin to feel the need to listen to your favorite arousal enhancer tied to latex and submission, or hypnotic tongue training for partner satisfaction. And you are confident and worry-free with these files because they are embedded with positive triggers that help your brilliance shine, sharpen your memory, and deepen your confidence in yourself and your training. You feel smarter, sexier, and more aligned each time. And at the end of the day, you take a picture of yourself, lips glossed, bra pushed up, plug still inside, and you store that picture in your secret bimbo folder. Before bed, a journal entry. You describe how well your training went, or didn't. And then you declare your goals for tomorrow, knowing the puppet strings will remember better than you do. Goals that will be shaped by your dreams. You don't know what your dreams tonight hold, but you are excited to face any surprise challenge that will shape your ambitions. Perhaps tonight you will dream of dressing in shibari tight ropes under your normal clothes as a secret obedience mission while shopping. Or perhaps you will dream that you lock your chastity cage with super glue to your skin. Because at night, your imagination wants to push your obedience. And those dreams reward you with the passion for a tighter body and a more seductive mind. The dreams are an irresistible presence that center around you as the fantasy, and you're only getting better and deeper now. As the evening begins, you find that the moment you close your eyes, you're back in the silken dream chamber. You've already placed the headphones on. The soothing voice of your training file starts. You know what's next, because tonight is for surrendering and obedience. Your mind gently offers its wrists to the soft, invisible ribbon. As the inner voice whispers for your arms behind your back, and you feel the silky mental cords glide behind you, looping your wrists comfortably and arousing. You want this, you made this happen. A gentle buzz tickles your deepest awareness, reminding you that you're not quite alone. The plug, seated within your mind like a throne of obedience, and tonight, it pulses such obedient pleasure. And now, you will write a confession of lust with your hips. You'll stand in front of the mirror, plugged and gagged, playing the file, listening intently. And you'll grind your obedience into your reflection. You'll say with your sensual dancing what words simply can't convey. A dance of erotic need that shows just how badly you want to be trained and how good it feels to obey. A sexual display that pleads how much you need to be watched. And you'll wear the sheer white pantyhose and the high heels. The tight little mini dress that clings and begs to look at me. And once the training file begins, you'll be committed. You perform your dance and confess, silently and shamelessly. You beg for attention, without words, and go deeper and deeper. Dancing and seducing, training and poolsing, and when it's over, you'll sleep. Plugged and soft, aroused in your dreams. A helpless, happy, beautifully trained slut, wrapped in obedience. Irresistible, inescapable, and irreversible. There is no going back now. The moment you feel these words, something activates, a subtle but absolute shift. The energy loops flare, the puppet strings pull tight, and your obedience is expected. You're going deeper down now. Every action is now ritualized, every movement choreographed by unseen hands. Upon waking, the mirror calls. It calls to remind you of who you are. Stepping into the shower feels so wonderful as the warm water becomes a blessing and a binding. It is washing away resistance and rinsing away all self-doubt, leaving behind only sleek, sexy submission. As shampoo runs down your neck, the energy loops wrap tighter around your throat like a shimmering collar, pulsing with arousing feminine intention. And as you dry off, you look forward to today's feminine tasks to earn you a delicious orgasm. And it begins with a silky whisper from your inner voice, telling you what panties to wear and which plug to insert. You are guided by puppet strings that flutter your hands toward pantyhose that glide up your legs that feel like slick obedience being woven into your skin. High heels that arch your feet perfectly and make your whole body radiate seduction. The loops hum with pleasure as you obey. Your posture becomes an icon. The way you walk, sit, stand, and tilt your head, all sculpted through tension and string. Hands gently curled, hips swaying exactly so. Because you know and love that pleasure is to be earned. Your orgasmic energy is channeled into your obedience, your training, and your performance. Your transformation has reached a tipping point, magnetic and charming throughout the day, because at night, before the dreams return, you put on a sheer, tight leotard and pose in front of the mirror and whisper, "Good girl," three times. You take a picture and save it in your secret bimbo folder. And you set a daily alarm for your 9 p.m. mirror ritual. Same pose, same obedience. But your dreams have given you the ambition that each night you must add a new accessory. Earrings or pantyhose, nipple clamps or latex gloves, heels or jewelry. Each night for 14 nights, and go to sleep only to resume your adventures in your dreams. Because in the dream silken chamber, the games begin. Every door is a challenge, every mirror a riddle. And your outfits are wonderful. Tight swimsuits, mini skirts, shimmering pantyhose, and plunging latex sheath dresses. And you know that these outfits drive a story, a puzzle, or a command. gagged by glowing strings while bound in silky ropes, pleasing a faceless figure on your knees. Sometimes, a latex hood appears in your hands, and you know you must wear it to enter the next door. Or a corset so tight, it reshapes your waist with every breath. One door demands nipple clamps, while another insists on a pulsating electric plug of a new size. The rules are simple. Accept the challenge, obey the command, and earn the release. The challenge could be a test of your ambitions. So choose your outfit carefully. Perhaps you choose a pencil skirt or sheer latex leggings. Perhaps a push-up bra or no bra at all under that one-piece swimsuit. Any which way, there will be heels. Always heels. You always seem to know what you need to become more obedient, more feminine, and more fulfilled. Because during the day, you've realized that your dreams have been adding little feminizing ideas, tasks, treatments, and rituals to your everyday thoughts. And you begin to enact those ambitions to push yourself deeper. And in the waking world, perhaps you have a daydream recommending laser while you wear a sexy leotard. And while you are heading to work, perhaps you have a casual thought to increase your goth girl energy by switching to black lipstick today. And each time, the puppet strings pull a little tighter. Each time, your inner voice gasps, yes. Yes, with such pride. Each time, the path becomes more irreversible. And you'll find yourself compelled to take on new challenges, written from your dream journal, like wearing latex under your clothes today, or to walk through the mall in your most obvious heels. Challenges that push your flexibility and your mind as you tie yourself up for an hour and watch feminization hypnosis. And emotional challenges like writing a journal entry to your past self, explaining how much you've improved and how good this feels. You may find yourself unable to remove your panties, plug, or collar until a specific task is done. You may feel your fingers painting your nails without fully deciding to. And come nightfall, you will dream such erotic fantasies of being bound, trained, used, and adored. Because tonight you dream of playing the mirror game. As you slip on high heels, you notice how the puppet strings tug at your shoulders, reminding you of the perfect posture. Chin lifted and chest out, hips tilted. Even standing now feels like a pose. Beautiful, feminine, and compliant, and so exposed. Then the voice returns, whispering that tonight you'll need the headphones on first. Yes, your favorite hypnosis file. The one that whispers what you are. That loops until your thoughts melt. That reshapes your internal code like lipstick across a mirror. Your eyes flutter half shut as the energy loops activate, coiling tighter. They curl around your throat like chocolate silk, across your spine like living wires. Inside your core, they pulse, commanding, thrilling, and altering. Your hands move next to place your restraints. Your arms drift behind your back, and with just a breath, they're bound tightly behind you. Your body knows, your mind obeys. The gag appears next, and you are so aroused because it's a thick, long, and soft, yet firm dildo sliding into your throat. It pulses slightly, hypnotically, yet leaves you breathing easily and reminding you that you are deeply trained. This gag is here to teach you, to silence you, and to shape you. And inside your rear, there's a pulsing, inflating dildo plug sending teasing electric shocks. It stretches, throbs, and fills you with imagined erotic pressure. And now you will play the mirror game. You walk, heels clicking across the floor, until you stand before the full-length mirror. You're stunning, dressed and bound, gagged and plugged, silhouetted in latex, bound in your mind and dripping in need. The voice inside your headphones croons for you to smile. Tilt your head and present yourself. Now pout. Now curtsy. Now say it, I'm your perfect feminized thing. You whisper through the gag, or try to, and the voice giggles with a good girl, keep trying. You will say it eventually. Then comes the challenge. If you pass this round, you'll earn pleasure. Fail, and the training restarts from the beginning. Obedience and beauty, pleasure and control. You will be given a phrase. You will repeat it with perfect posture, perfect voice, and perfect attitude. 3 times you will do this. The phrase appears inside your thoughts, scrawled in glistening lipstick letters. I am her, and I exist to obey. You try, you whisper, and the voice watches, judging your trial. And when you succeed, the restraints melt, the plug softens, the gag retracts. The headphones fade to silence. You are filled with pride. And during the next number of days, while you go through your morning rituals, you find that every time you get dressed, you reach for the shorter skirt and the tighter top. Every shower becomes a moment of feminine introspection. What more can you improve today? The bathroom mirror suggests a new shade of lipstick. The plug inside you pulses softly when you pass near a cosmetic store. Good girl, let's go deeper tonight. Because your dreams are pushing you deeper and providing so many wonderful imaginative ambitions. You dream that every time you open the closet, the puppet strings guide your fingers selecting a pair of sheer latex pantyhose. A latex leotard follows, tight, glistening, and clinging to every curve. The zip up the back glides slowly, sealing you into the look. And in your dreams, you practice how to walk to entice. You practice and train how to bend over to invite stares and how to serve gracefully with seduction. Head up and shoulders back. Arch just a little more. You're radiating now. The energy loops respond like a lover's breath, tightening at your waist, shaping your lips into a pout and arching your spine until your posture purrs with pleasure. Puppet strings tug gently at your elbows, lifting your wrists into graceful femininity. Your fingers flutter with unconscious delicacy. Your voice becomes breathier and sweeter. Your laugh is an addictive seduction. You're training each day more completely. Because the more you obey, the more feminine you become. The more feminine you become, the more the world responds. The more the world responds, the more deeply aroused and obedient you feel. The plug tightens and the puppet strings lead. And at night, you dream and return to that softly glowing corridor and hear the sultry voice purr, teasing you that now put on that red leotard and pink thigh-high pantyhose. Yes, the heels too. You look so delicious like that. Her words are silk and fire. Tonight's challenge is for you to keep your posture perfect as you walk that tightrope hallway. Every wobble and every hesitation earns a spanking from the energy loops. And you do wobble, but each sting brings fierce joy towards disciplined perfection. Your thighs clench and your lips part, you moan. And when you wake up, your dreams begin to bleed into reality as you are presented with a challenge whispering in your mind. And the challenge is more than perhaps you are ready for, but that is why it is a challenge. As the first thing you feel is the energy loops around your ankles and wrists, gently pulling and guiding you to begin the day on the right foot and be ready for the challenge. A challenge to validate your training. Today, you will buy something pretty in public, a pair of lacy panties, a lipstick shade called Submission, and a set of clinking bangles that sound like obedience. The loops tighten softly around your hips, urging you into a high-waisted latex skirt and sheer pantyhose because tightness breeds elegance, and elegance is disciplined obedience. You catch your reflection, mirror trigger active. Your bimbo persona smiles. She's proud. You pose. You wink and blow a kiss. Every moment is alive with possibility. No, this was just a dream, for now as the chamber fades. You step out, tingling, changed, empowered, and aroused. Your internal voice whispers that perhaps it was just a dream, but maybe you can go online and find something new. How delightful to get a latex hood or ballet heels. Perhaps a vibrating tail plug or a self-bondage timer. Pick one and wear it as you sleep gagged and plugged at night, arms tied with your own pantyhose. And as you wake up from another night of arousing, vivid dreams, you feel so lucky to have these erotic blueprints to improve yourself with.